206-2237.
Healthcare will be the law of the land next week. Axelrod, the other henchman for President Barack Obama, feels a similar way. How do you feel, America? Hey, I hope you had a great weekend. This is Kate Delaney in the show, of course, America Tonight. Some of you might have been dealing with some nasty weather. I understand there were a lot of down power lines and people with those outages. Boy, that's rough when those lines go down, especially when they're in a particular area. By the time they can restore them, being the power company, it can be tough. It can be long, long waits, and you realize, ooh, this is what it would be like without power. This isn't one of those little outages. This is a day and 2 days, and in Atlantic City, they were slammed with high winds, 74, 75 miles an hour now, they're saying they were clocked up to, and in Boston, a similar thing. So what happened was a lot of the airports, there were big delays on the East Coast and in the mid-Atlantic spots, and lots of flooding is going on, too, and that's tough when you're slammed with the torrential rains, and then you throw in the winds and the power situation. So I feel for you. I understand Mother Nature, once again, having her way with us here in these United States. That's when the whole preparedness thing comes in. Do you really have stuff in your car, or you just talk about it? Do you really have things you need to survive for at least a couple of days? Do you have the flashlights, the generators, the backups, all that kind of stuff? It's just a good reminder to probably have them somewhere. It's a good idea, even if you think it never happens here. We don't get hurricane here. It never happens here. It's a little bit closer to the shoreline. Some people think we'll never have any kind of health care reform. Boy, the White House is very confident. Whether you listen to the senior advisor, Dave Axelrod, or the press secretary, Robert Gibbs, they're making the rounds on the Sunday talk shows, pumping up the agenda, which is this thing needs to pass, and this is what America wants. And, of course, they're met with challenges along the way to that, because it depends on what poll that you look at. I mean, I keep trying to find these polls where everybody in America wants this particular form of health care reform, where we don't even know what it's going to cost us. The new senator from Massachusetts, who surprised the world, or some people in the world, when he was elected to fill the position of a very liberal senator who held that spot for decades, decades upon decades, meaning Ted Kennedy, and a Republican took the seat, and that hadn't been done in so long. And this guy so far has proven to be, as a rookie, somebody who's not afraid to say what he thinks is going on and even to go against his own party if he has to. And Scott Brown, like so many others, think that the idea that the American people are getting served up what they want is absolutely ridiculous. In fact, here's a little bit of what he had to say, and his comparisons are interesting.
Somehow, the greater the public opposition to the health care bill, the more determined they seem to force it on us anyway. You know, their attitude shows that Washington at its very worst, and that the presumption that they know best, and they're going to get their way whether the American people like it or not.
All right, I like how he said that. Hey, they're going to get their way whether the people like it or not, because I, like Senator Brown, have mostly come across people who are concerned that everyone agrees there should be some kind of reform, but they don't like what is particularly sitting out there, especially knowing, okay, you're saying it's going to cost this much, and when it doesn't, what are you backing it up with? And the answer is nothing. Remember what happened in the past. So David Axelrod responded to Scott Brown, what Scott Brown had to say, and here was his take.
First of all, let me note that Senator Brown comes from a state that has a health care plan that is similar to one that we're trying to enact here, and that people in his state are overwhelmingly in support of it. He voted for it and says he wouldn't repeal it. So we're just trying to give the rest of America the same opportunities that the people of Massachusetts have to get health insurance at a price they can afford. This bill is important to the American people, Jake. And when you get underneath the numbers and you ask people, do you support giving people more leverage against insurance companies so that they, if they have pre-existing conditions, they can get coverage. So if they get sick, they don't get thrown off. So they don't have these huge premium increases of the sort we've just seen announced in states around the country. They say yes. When you said you want to give small businesses and people who don't have insurance through the job the chance to get insurance in a competitive marketplace where they can get it at a price they can afford and give them tax credits to help them do that, they say yes. And when they say should we reduce the overall cost of the healthcare system over time, they say yes. But that's the program. That's the plan. And it is important to the American people that we have the fortitude to go ahead against it, to leave the politics aside, to leave the partisanship aside, to resist the special interests and get the job done.
All right, but getting the job, they're not done. It's more spin. And I think the comparison, it's interesting to compare Massachusetts, and they've had lots of problems in Massachusetts. In fact, with the health care system. In theory, it sounds good, right? You know the old thing about sounds good, it's too good to be true. You go back to the Congressional Budget Office and the guesstimates that are being issued, and it is the cost. It is the cost because ultimately it's going to cost us more. And nobody can convince us that that's, I say myself, nobody can convince me that it's not, because every time I've fired that question, you know, the answer is they just don't know at this point. And I just don't know, I don't think works. It doesn't work for most of us. Not that people don't think there should be some kind of reform. It should just be a better type of reform. There are ways to institute things that would cut back the sums of money that so many of the insurance companies are getting. Not that they shouldn't make profit, of course, but the gouging of the American people and the overbilling. There's so much crazy overbilling that's never discussed. I'm not talking about Medicare, Medicaid, any of that kind of stuff. I'm talking about just the regular Joe who has some procedure done, goes through the health and it goes through the insurance. But if you actually, and your insurance pays for it, so you don't worry about it, you pay that little bit. But if you actually got the bill, you would see how often things are thrown on that bill that you didn't receive. And where's that money going? Into the hands of the insurance company. Mm-mm-mm. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, another edition of We Can Count, along with some levity about New Jersey, since I'm headed in that direction. And also just a moment to remember a guy who I thought had just a great set of pipes. You know, I'm a person who listens to voices, and I can remember hearing Peter Graves' voice come out of the tube when I was a kid. He's probably best known for being the Mission Impossible leader. He died Sunday. It looks like it was a heart attack. He had gone to church and to brunch with his family. He would have been 84 years old this week, and he collapsed before he made it into the house. One of the daughters tried to give him CPR but couldn't revive him. A family doctor came to the house, and the doctor's assessment was he probably had a heart attack. And Graves never probably was the star that his brother was. And this is interesting. It's a trivia question. How many people have ever watched an episode of Gunsmoke? Remember James Arness? The Marshal, Matt Dillon, that was his brother. How about that? A lot of people didn't make the connection. We'll make the connection with the numbers next on ATN.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more, but no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount $10 off your first order at greenpasture.org. And be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Or go to greenpasture.org today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Here on America Tonight, I'll tell you, this is going to get your blood boiling. Don't know if you heard about this or not, but the police have released photos that a California serial killer took of girls. Most of the dozens of young women and some of the men in the actual pictures haven't been identified, and now police are asking for help to see if you know the possible victims. That's why they're releasing them. And oh, it's so sad. I mean, the kids, most of them, there are some older looking kids, but not, when I say older, teenagers, there are some really young children in the photos. And oh, it just turns your stomach to look at them. I mean, little kids. And who knows, I mean, are these people who have been murdered or disappeared? So they've posted them everywhere they can possibly, I say that law enforcement has posted them everywhere they can possibly think of to try to get to the bottom of it. And just goes to show you, you know what, they found it in his locker. Just goes to show you, you never know what somebody is hiding. This has to do with teachers. We can count. And they fired a lot of teachers at a Rhode Island school, and the students are very upset about it. But the reason they did is because the school was dubbed one of the worst performing high schools in that state. And now, as a result, a lot of people found that a lot of the kids that graduated found they couldn't get into some of the colleges. So 93 high school teachers and staff are going to be fired at the end of the school year. They say this is a move to try to improve student performance at the school. What's interesting is if you look at the district, this school district that it's in, the teachers that that worked there had an incredible salary. In that district, the average high school student earned, high school teacher, in the district earned more than $72,000. It is a ooh. This is Central Falls School District, by the way. Secondary teachers pretty much anywhere else in Rhode Island had an average of $61,000. That's the average, so some were less than that. But you have children that live in abject poverty in Central Falls. It's a tiny city, just 1 square mile. So this 1 square mile, they were paying those people, that half of the people that live in the city of 19,000 people identify themselves as Hispanic, and they don't speak English at home. But, boy, those teachers were making some big bucks. But the kids are upset because they felt comfortable with the teachers. Yeah. Here's another numbers one for you. This is an interesting one. The FBI fugitive list is changing. And how is it changing? Well, after 60 years, like everything else in the technical world, it is going digital. So for 60 years, it wasn't digital, and now you would have thought that would have happened a little bit sooner, but now it is, and that makes sense because with so many people on computers, just period in general, and people in law enforcement on computers, it's surprising that that hasn't happened before. We think it would be a quicker way to harness, you know, information, a quicker way to get information out there to people who need it, especially with the list of some of the people that they're, you know, looking for. Instead, it would be that you'd see the typical agent sitting at his desk going through photographs, you know, the I call them one sheets of the of whoever the fugitive is, and just going through them. Sometimes you would see them when you went to the post office. You'd see that giant, did you ever see that giant thick pack of fugitives? I used to always notice that when I was a kid. It just always seemed so big to me. And now it's out there in a digitized world. They have some digitized sheets so that they can actually, the agents can actually go through them a little bit faster. Makes sense to me. Does it make sense to you? Here's a good numbers one for you, and we're going to go light in this one, and since we were so heavy and everything else with the serial killer and the photographs and everything. Anybody see Alice in Wonderland yet? I want to see it, to be honest. I do like Tim Burton and I like Johnny Depp. Alice in Wonderland, number one, the weekend draw for Alice in Wonderland was $62 million. So the fantasy film has now raked in $208.6 million domestically. It's the first $200 million hit released this week. I'm not surprised. My nieces and nephews were going to, and they range in age from 6 to 14. They were going to see Alice in Wonderland today. So it pulled ahead of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory to become the top grossing of Johnny Depp's and Tim Burton's 7 films together. Did you realize that? They made, like, Edward Scissorhands, Sweeney Todd, The Corpse Bride, that gem if you didn't see it. I mentioned that I am going back east right in time for all the rainy weather, although it's supposed to clear up later in the week, for a talkers convention. A lot of people will be on hand that are in the talk business, you know, people that you may listen to on your stations that you're listening to me on as well, Sean Hannity and some of the other folks, that some of the regular people that you hear on the radio will be at this event. So it'll be interesting, giving us kind of a cutting edge view on what's happening in the industry. But I'm flying back to the East in the middle of everything that's happening, and Matt Johnson felt that I needed to remember what the accents were like, so he dug up this little piece from Saturday Night Live with Scarlett Johansson and Ryan Reynolds.
Gotta get yourself some porcelain fountains. Put them on your front lawn.
I wonder where that guy keeps his jumbo jet. You like sitting in the living room? How about sitting in the living room with porcelain fountains? You might as well start listening to opera in there. Are you getting ready for bed? Try sleeping with a porcelain fountain in your bedroom. Guess who's going to be dreaming about caviar? You got to get yourself some porcelain fountains. You want more proof? Just listen to my beautiful daughter, Lexi.
What, are you kidding me? How can you not have porcelain fountains all over your house? Look at this one. Look at that one. People are going to see these things and go, that guy's got more money than a sheik from Saudi Arabia. You can even stroke your hands in the water like you're some kind of millionaire. You'll think, wow, this is high-end living. That's what you're going to think when you pick this one or that one, this one or that one.
All right, that was pretty funny. I will say, I don't think too many people in my family necessarily speak that way, but I will run into some of those characters for sure with the heavy, heavy accents. Yeah, and just in time for St. Patrick's Day. Hey, coming up on Tuesday's show from Philly, we're going to be doing that Nail the Score thing. It's time to dance. That's right. We've got the March Madness upon us, the basketball tournament, and some of your offices. There may be office pools, but we're going to let you choose between Thursday and Friday and pick a game, and we'll give you some games, some choices, and you pick the game, and we'll see if anybody nails the score. Your top seeds in the first round, Kansas out of the Midwest, Kentucky out of the East, Duke in the South, and Syracuse in the West. Matt, you were pretty excited because Minnesota going to the big dance.
We snuck in right at the end.
Barely.
And I was telling Stu when he called in that thank goodness for his Kentucky Wildcats, because if they would not have beat Mississippi State, I do not know if we would have made it.
Mm.
But we did beat two top Big Ten teams in Michigan State and Purdue, so we got a little bit of a resume, and we're playing Xavier, so I think we got a shot to win the first game. So things are looking up.
He says things are looking up, and they could be looking up for you, too, if you just mark your calendar. Remember, third hour Tuesday, nail the score.
No shout-outs for your alma mater?
Yeah, Ohio. Ohio
Georgetown.
Going up against Georgetown. As you say that, Ohio is the 14th seed out of the Midwest. Go Bobcats. Let's just say I'm always an optimist, but I have to be a little bit of a realist against Georgetown. That would be some upset. I don't know if I would advise you to pick Ohio in any of your brackets. Stay with us. We're talking about security. You know, the phone you don't want to could get hacked into. Yeah, you want to hear it.
What, are you kidding me?
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required.
required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to PlantSkid.com. That's Plant, SkyDD.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Who made it in the tournament? Who were the top seeds? And who were out of luck? We're talking about the NCAA's Hoop Time. Another nail to score coming your way. Not this week, but we're setting the stage for round two, and we're actually switching the days of Nail the Score. Perhaps you'll be a winner this time around. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Boy, do we have a lot to get to in this hour here on America Tonight, including Robert Siciliano, security consultant to Intellius.com. We've had him on several times, and he's given us some excellent advice, and he's back to dip into well, not to spy on us, but to dip into his bag, reach out, pull out the advice, and share it with you. Hey, Robert, how are you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
Did you notice how I had to correct myself on the spy thing? I didn't want to set you up that way. Hey, something that you talk about, with the, I'm one of these people, too. Everybody, so much of our life is on the mobile phone, so do you think people realize that it could be pretty easy to be spied on through that phone?
People are relatively clueless that they can be spied on their home PC or laptop, never mind their mobile phone. What's happening is there is a technology that's out there today that is commercially available, meaning you can go online and you can buy it. And you can install it on anybody's phone. The best case scenario is that that person has direct access to the phone, so they actually, have the phone in their dirty little hands, and they can go ahead and install that spyware on there. There's other ways where you can send the person a link via a text message or an email, and they open up and they click that link in the phone, and it downloads that spyware, which is like a virus. It attaches itself to the phone, and it allows that person to be able to monitor every single thing that goes on that phone.
Wow. And you don't know for sure, but if you had to make a guesstimate, how many people do you think are victims of this?
Well, I did the Good Morning America show last week, and my phone and my inbox filled up, meaning that I got calls all day, every day for the past week, to the point where it was overwhelming to me that I'm still responding to communications where people are being victimized by this crime, that they're at a point in their lives where they don't know where else to turn to, that somebody is monitoring their phone calls, that they can listen to every single phone call, they can monitor their text messaging, they can activate their mobile phone's camera and their mobile phone's video, that they are actually able to use the mobile phone speakerphone, they can turn it on and they can listen to the ambient sounds that go on in the room when that person has their phone with them. So their phone's being used as a spying device that is able to gather intelligence about where that person is, who that person's with, what they're saying, who they're communicating with. And it's happening to a lot of people right now, people that are, completely overwhelmed with this because, how do you deal with the fact that there's somebody stalking you in this way, potentially stealing your identity, and you don't know how it's happening, but when you see something like this, you hear something that, okay, maybe it's my phone, then people, they begin to put two and two together, and they figure, okay, it's gotta be my phone, because it's with me all day, every day. That's how they're finding out what I got going on.
Yeah, and I saw the great piece, by the way, on Good Morning America. You sent me a link to it, but I happened to see it too. And they had some great statistics to back it up, saying what you just described, stalking victims are, it's most of it is through cyber stalking. It's that whole GPS technology. It's interesting because GPS technology has some great uses, Robert, but like everything else, and you've seen this because you're a security expert, there's always that dark negative side, isn't there?
Yeah, and with every technology, there's always going to be somebody that uses and abuses it, and that's what's happening here. You have people who are stalking people to harass them, stalking people because they might be an ex, literally, wreaking havoc on their lives, just total upheaval, able to gather intelligence on them of where they are and who they're with. Identity theft is certainly a problem too. Criminal hackers install this on someone's phone to tap into their online banking, to be able to gather data on credit card information, usernames and passwords. What's happening is, your mobile phone today it's a computer. It's no different than a laptop, but it's smaller. Often, they have the similar computing power, 32 gigabyte drives in them, flash drives, but still, able to handle a lot of information and being used to store data, being used for mobile commerce, m-commerce. A lot of people are giving up their desktop or laptop and they're going full mobile. And when that happens, and people are accessing all these different websites, social media sites, online banking again, many opportunities for financial fraud and, and again, of course, for, stalking as well.
And this can happen on any cell phone. It doesn't matter if someone says, yeah, but Robert, I have the Apple iPhone, or, I have the Sidekick. I have this kind of device. It doesn't matter. It's any cell phone.
Well, right now it's definitely happening on Blackberries. It's definitely happening on iPhones. The Symbian operating system is ubiquitous on a lot of phones. Microsoft Windows. Windows 6 is ubiquitous on all the Motorola and Windows-based phones. Again, commercially available over the counter. There's pretty much a match for every single phone out there. And if there isn't, it's being created. Most phones at some level are hackable.
The scary stuff. Hey, so the great thing is, to get even more information, you've got the book, The Safety Minute, Living on High Alert, How to Take Control of Your Personal Security and Prevent Fraud, because we couldn't possibly talk about everything, so you've covered so much more, and it's now a phone app, right?
Yeah, actually, my book's available as an iPhone app, which is really cool. It's only a couple of bucks, and the profits go to a charity. Hailing Little Hearts is a charity for children's hospital in Boston, takes care of little kids and heart defects. And so, you know, check me out online at idtheftsecurity.com. And I'm a big believer in identity theft protection, you know, with computer hacking, you know, affecting, you know, millions and millions of people. There's about 10, 12 million people being victims of identity theft every single year. It's a $54 billion a year problem. I work with Intellius at Intellius.com. They provide identity theft protection where they monitor your credit information. If anybody checks your credit, you get notified. They work the internet looking for your data online when it's compromised and work with you in regards to identity theft restoration. You know, the goal here today is, you know, to raise awareness, to know that, you know, these crimes are happening, that whether it's your home PC or your mobile phone, that there are remote access technologies that can monitor what you do every single day. And, you know, criminal hackers, they changed their motivation years ago from, you know, back in the day seeking fame to now seeking financial gain. And they're winning this battle. You know, the bad guy, black hat hackers are winning this battle, and the white hat, good guy hackers are losing. And so it's up to you and I to protect ourselves and to put systems in place to become aware of these issues. And, you know, shows like this are good to raise awareness, but, you know, in the end, you have to do something to protect yourself. You can't rely on anybody else to do you. Law enforcement's not going to do it. The government's not going to do it. You've got to, you know, up your information security vocabulary. You've got to, you know, install different technologies to prevent the bad guy from getting in. Again, invest in identity theft protection and keep your mobile phone with you. If you ever think that your phone's being spied on, call your carrier and tell them, you know, walk you through the process of reinstalling your operating system, because when you do that on your own phone, it rids your phone of any type of spyware or nefarious software.
So well said. Thank you so much, Robert Siciliano. As he said, pick up the app there. That'll help you a lot and help somebody else, too, as well, for a very low, low price. And, of course, Robert, security consultant to Intellius, as he said, Intellius.com. You can check it all out. Robert, thanks. We appreciate it.
Hey, Jim, thank you.
All right. But, boy, and that was a great, you know, as he mentioned, he was just on Good Morning America. And it's funny, they really took you through a lot of different steps. He is the master when it comes to security. And when we've had Robert on, we've talked about so many different forms of ways that you can be hacked into your personal information. And, you know, as he's saying now, certainly the phones are a great way that people are able to stalk people. How frightening is that? It's that yin and yang of technology, how cool it is that you can get connected so easily, but also how frightening it is that you leave your phone unattended for, you know, you put your phone, it's in a bag, somebody sees it, somehow they get to it, whatever, within a few minutes before you know it, everything can be compromised. And especially with some that he mentioned, like the iPhone, for example, how easy it would be if somebody got their hands on it to compromise all that information. We're not going to compromise. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about the latest on the health care bill, once again, that is headed for home. But will it pass? Will it fail? Is there really enough votes in the House? We left you last week telling you that, and you just heard at the top of the show, that there wasn't enough votes in the House at this point in the head count that's been going around. There's not enough to have the healthcare system overhauled in this so-called make it or break it week. And if it in fact falls apart, does the administration kind of jettison this whole deal? Do they step back and back away from it? Or do they continue to press? Because there's a lot of pressure, I think, going down on Capitol Hill. So coming up next in the Sunday Swirl, we'll let you hear what a couple of people had to say, including Senator Lindsey Graham, in case you missed that, and also David Axelrod, White House senior advisor. So hang with us.
Phew! Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
A place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo. All right, everybody knows that I call this, as I mentioned before, the Sunday swirl, meaning all the politicians and, you know, pundits and that kind of stuff popping up the talking heads on the Sunday shows, what, you know, be it the cable shows or the network shows, whether it's Meet the Press or This Week. And, of course, everything is now about the showdown with healthcare, but hasn't it been about this for way too long? When I say way too long, because we keep getting all these false deadlines. So a dose of reality, which way do you think the dose of reality is going to go? Is it the poison that the Democrats are going to have to swallow because they're not going to have enough votes to pass it, despite what Nancy Pelosi says in the House? And are they going to have to go the way of reconciliation in the Senate, which is a definite? Or just somehow a magic wand, is it waved across the heads of all the Democrats and they decide to jump on board? David Axelrod was on NBC, and, you know, political strategist, White House advisor man extraordinaire. He is like, it's like Batman and Robin. He is Robin to Barack Obama's Batman. So he talked about what it's been like, and I think everyone's descended on Capitol Hill like a bunch of locusts in all directions. And here's what Axelrod said.
Look, I believe we will have them. It is it's been a long and arduous debate. It's a tough issue for members of Congress because there's an enormous lobbying campaign going on the other side. A lobbyist from the insurance industry descending on Capitol Hill like locusts and trying to pressure people to vote against this bill. There's a lot of pressure on people, but I believe that we'll be there at the end of the day.
All right, so that's what he thinks. But on the other side of things, Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina, who's actually worked or tried to work with the Obama administration, talked about the really scary thing of reconciliation. Scary in the sense, as he says, because it quite simply is obvious this isn't what America wants. And here's what he said on ABC.
Well, number one, they related to income and spending, and this is 1/6 of the economy about to be affected here. Under reconciliation, you can't make any changes to Social Security because Senator Byrd understood it was never meant to be used for a purpose like this. Senator Byrd said you couldn't pass President Clinton's health care plan through reconciliation. It was never meant, and you can repeal the Bush tax cuts if you don't like it. If they use this device called reconciliation to deal out Republicans, it will open up Pandora's box. And the interview I just heard is spin, campaigning. I thought the campaigning was over. Are you trying to tell me and the American people that Scott Brown got elected campaigning against a Washington bill that really is just like the Massachusetts bill? The American people are getting tired of this crap. No way in the world is what they did in Massachusetts like what we're about to do in Washington. We didn't cut Medicare. They didn't cut Medicare when they passed the bill in Massachusetts. They didn't raise $500 billion on the American people when they passed the bill in Massachusetts. To suggest that Scott Brown is basically campaigning against the bill in Washington that's like the one in Massachusetts is complete spin. I've been in bipartisan deals. I was in the Gang of 14 to stop the Senate from blowing up when the Republicans wanted to change the rules and use a majority vote to get judges through. If they do this, it's going to poison the well for anything else they would like to achieve this year or thereafter.
All right, Pandora's box, that's an expression I've been using all along, just like Lindsey Graham said there. I love where he said it's a bunch of crap. That's not really a political word, Lindsey. Anyway, the senator had some strong opinions, and we'll see. I mean, I keep saying the same thing, and I hate using those words. I hate those words. We'll see what happens. But, I keep getting different messages every time I talk to someone up there. But for the most part, the one clear thing is that it's been an amazing challenge and one that's not going to easily go down. This is definitely something that has been cantankerous from the very beginning, the end of last July. Let's go across the border to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello, gorgeous. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Simply fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah. We both start our new jobs tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yeah, but of course, like I said, she gets her own parking spot and keys to the executive washroom.
I know. How lucky is that? Is she excited?
Oh, super duper. We went to Plattsburgh yesterday because she wanted to get new clothes, for the new job and stuff. Even though she's been there so many times, I mean, I'm not trying to be sexist, and neither was she, but we had a female border guard. And the border guard was asking us every little nook and cranny question, like, how long have you two known each other? are you a member? She even asked us, are you a member of a terrorist organization? I'm like, I was tempted to say, no, can I speak to your supervisor?
A member of a terrorist organization. Are you kidding me? Like you would say, yes, absolutely. Check out my luggage. I've got a bomb in there.
A friend of mine whose wife is a travel agent, don't get smart, especially nowadays.
Oh, yeah, you can't. They would pull you aside even for making a joke, yeah.
Yeah, but then the pièce resistance is that they wanted, the lady wanted, a random strip search. Originally, a guy wanted to do it. He said, I can't, I'm a supervisor. And then Julie said, you do, and I will have you so buried.
Are you kidding? They can randomly strip search you at the border there?
That's what the female border guard claimed.
Wow.
But then Julie yells, and Julie has a couple of friends and relatives who are liars, I mean lawyers, same thing, and said, you do, and I will have you so buried deep in litigation that Obama's great, 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 great grandchildren will need lawyers, and so will you.
Mm.
So then they went, okay.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, and then he was tempted to call her a female dog, and then Julie was already like, I'm going to email your supervisor if you dare call me that.
Mm.
Then we went to Plattsburgh, had the greatest time of my life. Had a great time. She bought some new clothes, and I bought some stuff. Took her out to dinner. Took her out to dinner for steak, of course.
Mm-hmm, that sounds good.
Oh yeah, and then we went to the we're coming to the Canadian side and went, okay, is it going to happen again? Up to the border, and guy looks at me and goes, Sammy? I go, Dave? How the hell are you? I didn't know you were working here. Guy I knew from hockey. He's now a border guard. I said, we were over for the day. What'd you buy? I said, she bought some new clothes for a new job. She got a promotion and, had dinner and whatever. He goes, that's nice. See ya. And then Julie looks at me and goes, like, I didn't know you had protection at the Canadian border. I go, neither did I. So that was great, but except for going down, everything was cool. But she is going to consult a lawyer to see if she does have a case. But I'm thinking, since it's the American, call the American consulate first and see where does this fall? Is this under federal government, or is this like you complain to his supervisor, type thing? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Give us
an update on that to see if that goes anywhere. I think that'd be tough, though. It could be maybe
the blue wall of silence. Blue wall of silence. Type
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, kind of the code of silence, I guess.
Yeah. And
but that's
today,
surprising. That's very surprising to me. Not surprising that they'd ask you, pepper you with a bunch of questions, but even suggest the strip search thing.
Yeah, and then today was the 186th annual United Irish Society's St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Oh, how fun. Did you go?
Yeah, of course. And on the 17th, my last name will be O'. Okay, and then, of course, you and I, maybe we'll go down to a pub and we'll share a glass of green beer.
And that sounds good. That's what you do, my friend, on St. Paddy's Day. Sam, thanks. All right, Sam, the interesting thing there in the and Sam telling us about his weekend was Plattsburgh was, in fact, going back and forth on the border. A lot of people think the Canadian border used to be a snap to get across, and they have stopped people more and asked more questions to be certain it's not just what's happening on the southern part of the border. Quickly, an update. Senator Harry Reid's wife is out of intensive care. That's good news. Nobody wanted to see that happen, an awful auto accident that she was involved in. Remember, America, we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, so lean over and grab the brass ring.
Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy night.